Hi, I'm Rebecca Kinney, Professional Development Coordinator and Head of the Senior Ventures Program. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today I'll be talking with Senior Ventures students David Edwards, Ava Bell Holcomb, Charlie May, and Isabella Spears about their year-long Senior Ventures projects and the valuable skills they've gained through this program as they prepare to graduate. Thank you all for joining us.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
We'll start by you just briefly telling us about your Senior Ventures project and why you selected this project. And we'll start with Isabella.
Okay, so I selected working with the Dar Farm and really focusing on growing it and just making it a bigger part of the school and getting more people involved with it as my project. I have been doing Dar Farm since spring of my freshman year. So this is really a passion project of mine, and that's why I chose it. I wanted to continue it, and this felt like a great opportunity in a Senior Ventures class to really grow it. Participate, do construction projects at the farm. We started growing African violets this year, which is a new thing. Just continuing our plant cell that we have in the month of April. Working with the chickens more too. And then also this afternoon, I'm really excited because I'm gonna get to install the bees. We're getting new ones. So I'm super excited about that.
Great, thank you. Ava Bell?
Hi, I'm Ava Bell. My Senior Ventures project is based on pretty much just spreading awareness about dyslexia. Obviously, it's 1 in 5 kids are dyslexic, so it's really, really common. And one of the best things that we can do for the dyslexic community is being able to integrate into all of our classes, dyslexic or not, and a learning environment where it's hands-on, open, and with the idea of teach people how they need to be taught. So I'm dyslexic, my siblings are dyslexic, so it's a really big passion of mine to kind of spread knowledge in this area. And Darlington, we're one of the only, outside of Atlanta, I think we're the only school that has a dyslexia program in Northwest Georgia. So that's a really big deal. And I've been working with ALP students, which is our accelerated learning program for dyslexia. I've been observing them and just doing research so I can put together kind of a big, at my showcase, I'll put together a information board and have all these different kind of tools and activities that people do when they're in the Orton-Gillingham training for dyslexia remediation, and just spread awareness about it because it's important to make sure that those kids are getting the education they need and being offered that the best way that they can.
All right, thank you. And David and Charlie have been working together this year on their project. Can you tell us a little bit about your project and why you selected it?
Me and Charlie May chose a project focused on expanding social medias and other aspects of exposure for local entities such as nonprofits, businesses, and Charlie May specifically worked with the Darlington Robotics team.
This would be different working on different platforms like Instagram and YouTube, and trying to just increase exposure around locally, especially when it comes to things such as Brad's birthdays, or with the robotics team, they're not really well seen in the community, and just trying to push them to the forefront. So this would lead to possible more donations and volunteering with Brad's birthdays, and just draw more attention to the fact of STEM in the community, which is what the robotics team tries to do.
And you also worked with the Family Resource Center.
Mm-hmm. We did. We worked with the Family Resource Center, and Charlie May has put in a lot of work in boosting the social media of Shadow Oak Hunting Grounds, which is a local business. And we both chose this project. It was very outside of our normal range of what we typically do. Charlie May less so than me because he's been working with robotics for years, but I never really knew much about, you know, how social media works and how business did it. And so I thought that Senior Ventures would be a great avenue for me to explore a very different just
venture
aspect of life and something that I could just know how to do for the rest of my life.
Great. So what has been the most challenging part of your projects?
I think the most challenging part of my project has been trying to find time to do certain things in class and working outside of class, because a lot of times after school is when I work at the Dar Farm with the other Dar Farmers and Mr. Hudson, and we go out and we plant. And then during class, using that time to plan and do other small projects. So I would say time management is something that I've been trying to get better to work on, and I think this class has really helped me to do that.
Great. What about you, Avabel?
For my project, I guess this one doesn't sound like a huge challenge, but I think the biggest like roadblock for me has been the lower school has a different schedule than us, so sometimes it can be really hard to get down there at a time when they are, because the ALP isn't a like class in a block, it's they take kids out of their English class and they do it for like a 50 minute, so it's not even a full class time, and it's kind of random throughout the day, so it can be kind of hard to get in there and observe. And the other thing that's difficult is like figuring out the right path to take to spread awareness, just because it's like most of the people who are interested in dyslexia or any learning difference, like ADHD, all those kind of things, are usually parents or kids that are either served by the learning center or that know people that are in the learning center. And like, I think in the learning center, we have a really good kind of, we're really good at letting our community know like what we do and what that looks like. But outside of that, there's so many people at school who are still like, who don't know what that is, who still think like dyslexia is a disability, and like they just don't know about it because they're not either in the learning center or they haven't been around it. And so that's been a little difficult, just because it's like most of the people who are interested in my project are interested in the learning center or have experienced it themselves. So kind of trying to find like a way to communicate it in a bigger aspect has been a little difficult, but yeah.
Thank you. All right, David and Charlie?
Definitely with ours, I'd say finding, with our project, most to do everything which has to be outside of class. And both David and I are heavily invested in the community and other activities. So finding a time or a way to work around that. And that also has trouble with setting up times to meet with others and communicating whenever works. We've had to do a lot separate from one and not work together on some, such as the Family Resource Center. I had no time to really communicate and work with them and meet in person, so David had to take the lead on that. And so I think that's definitely the biggest challenge we had.
I completely agree with Charlie May. I think that finding balance in a crazy school year has been a little difficult, because senior year applying to college has taken up a lot of time. And then me and Charlie May's, our schedules kind of worked out differently. So when my extracurriculars like ended, his started. So we had to learn how to work on communication so that like when my workload picked up, he would step up and help out with like robotics and just random social media jobs. And when Charlie May had to focus a lot of time on robotics, I could help with the Family Resource Center. So finding that balance and that communication was very difficult, but we were able to work through it.
So how will you use what you have learned in Senior Ventures in the future?
Well, at least for me, building on from what I've learned in Dar Farm and everything, like bees and chickens and gardening, I definitely, when I grow up and I guess technically I'm already a little grown, but when I have like my own house, I want to have a garden and possibly have bees and chickens because it's become an outlet for me. And it's really nice for at the end of the day to just know that I have that and that's waiting for me to plant and just grow something. And you can see like the work that you put in and you can see it and get to just share it with people it's really interesting. And it's something that I definitely want to continue doing after I graduate. So I'm super excited for that.
Great. For me, I would say I'm a very big advocate for lots of like my passions, and I also am an advocate for other people and their passions. So for me, it's like, shout out to Ms. Lutweiler, who was my biggest advocate for my learning experience. I really want to, obviously, in my project, be that for the entire dyslexic community and for just like anybody at Darlington, because it's dyslexic or not, ADHD or not, some people struggle in school, some people learn a little bit differently, some people need to look at things in a different way. And being like an advocate for that and being open to talking about it with people, telling people about it is kind of how I am as a person. I am a talker. I like to communicate. I like to, I just like to vocalize like wants and needs and passions for me and other people. I'm gonna be a public relations major, so I think that will really help me as like with the whole aspect of like being able to spread awareness of certain things.
Okay, David and Charlie?
Me and Charlie May have learned a lot of reaching out. We've learned a lot of skills for reaching out to kind of strangers, I guess, and people we have very little connections to. Mrs. Kinney's been very helpful for things like the Family Resource Center and Brighter Birthdays because she had connections that got us there. But me and Charlie May did have to reach out to a couple local brands and nonprofits, and sometimes we got responses and sometimes we didn't. And I think we had to learn just to take the responses we didn't get in stride, so we just had to live with that. And it just really helped us learn how to like balance our time with people that don't have the same schedule as us, because we're students and we had to help work with people who've been in their career for 20 years, 30 years. So we had very different lives going into it.
I definitely would say we had to learn to deal with rejection. With rejection and the fact that no responses, or other times just them or the groups we were reaching out to already having someone who's working on their social media side. I also think with the social media aspect, we learned how to reach a targeted audience very well in multiple different fields. And I think that's a skill that'll help us with whatever we pursue later on in life.
Currently, the junior class has been given the opportunity to apply for Senior Ventures, and they've already turned in their applications, a lot of them. So why is Senior Ventures important, and why do you think students should participate? Let's start with Avabel.
I think that it is super important to not just you as a senior or you as a person, but to our Darlington community and even the Rome community. I think that if you're passionate about something, that is going to benefit anybody in or outside of our school, but in our community, it's really great to be able to pursue that. And I think it's really important because we need people doing those kind of things that aren't adults, that aren't doing that for a career. It's really powerful to be able to do something like that when it's like you're not tasked with doing it. It's your own will and your own want to work with whatever it is that your passion and your project is about. And just being able to do that will really help you in the future. It does look good on a resume, but also just doing that, knowing that whatever it is that you're doing is not only going to better you and your experience in the long run, but also your community and Darlington. And it's just like it helps you be a well-rounded person.
Great. Isabella?
I would say I think Senior Ventures is a great time to take something that you're really passionate about, or even something that you don't know much about, but you want to learn more about it, and really create a project that will flourish. And I know, especially like students, everyone is so busy, people have extracurriculars, there's not time to maybe do something that you're passionate about outside of school. So this built-in class really helps you to utilize your time and resources. That way you can do something that maybe you hadn't thought of doing before, or really doing something to better others, yourself, your community. And so it's a great time to do something that you're really passionate about.
Great, thank you. Charlie and David?
I would say it definitely, if you're passionate about something, it forces you to spend more time that outside of the class, if you had a free period, you might not focus on. And that's why I think the class period Senior Ventures is important. For some, if you're really truly passionate about it, you can take time of a free period, but if you don't have the class, it's hard to, especially with, for some people, to stay on the task. And so I'd say that's why the class is important. And if you're wanting to do it as a passion project, it's such a broad, it allows for a very broad set of ideas. And you're also with others who can hold you accountable, who are also working on their projects and their passions. So it's allows for a community as well that surrounds you, that helps you get stuff done.
Great, thank you.
I agree with Charlie. I think the best resource to any junior while taking a senior venture is to choose a mentor that will support them, because when you're working on something you're passionate about and you have an adult that's like completely rooting for you, and that can really just build up the confidence and build up the like connections you make with people associated with your project. I think if me and Charlie May had to do a senior venture again, we would put more time into like reaching out to our mentor, because we didn't do that enough, and there were a lot of opportunities that we definitely could have gotten that we just didn't take the time and effort to do. So that would be my advice to a junior.
Great, thank you. And just so everyone knows, when you have a Senior Ventures project, you do have mentors. So you have a mentor at Darlington, and then usually a community mentor. And I really appreciate your time today and for coming and recording the podcast. Thank you, Isabella, Amabel, David, and Charlie, for coming today and talking to us all about Senior Ventures. It's really been an honor and a blessing to work with you this year and get to know you better. Next year, the program will be led by Miss Jordan West, and so we're excited about that. She's going to jump in. She already has been working with us, and she's going to do an amazing job taking over the program. The Senior Ventures Showcase will take place later in April, so make sure you look for information about that, and we would love for everyone to join us and come see all of the amazing projects that have taken place this year. But I appreciate your time today. Thank you all for joining us. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.